So,
how can I help you?
Who am I speaking with?
It's Doug McDonald. I'm with the Peterborough District Labor Council.
And today you were at Deendale Master's office. What were you doing there?
I was with a group of concerned citizens, actually. There was a province-wide, if not countrywide, arrangement through the Ontario Federation of Labor, okay, that brought this together, but basically representing all Canadians regarding the comments made by Prime Minister Harper when he was in Davos, Switzerland recently, and just before his trip to China, announcing that it was definitely on the table that the OAS was being looked at as far as clawbacks and as far as perhaps making people have to work till 67 before being eligible for it.
And in particular, has Dean Del Mastro been involved in this effort?
Well, Dean Del Mastro is the Prime Minister's personal secretary and is obviously representing the Peterborough riding. And we definitely want a meeting with him. We definitely want to voice our concerns regarding how the seniors and how the working people in this constituency feel. And unfortunately, as I understand it, the budget's to be tabled in a few weeks, and Mr. Del Mastro doesn't have a meeting time for us for at least 3 weeks, and I'm afraid that there may not be enough time to actually talk to him before this stuff gets shoved through. So we're applying some pressure.
And what's your next step if Del Mastro won't meet with you or discuss this with you?
Well, I'm not sure at this point if I can really say. I know that there's an awful lot of concerned citizens, and there was some great dialogue today from many people from different walks of life in that room. And there's some awfully upset people when they make idle comments that threaten the livelihoods of so many people.
And what do you think is the motivation by increasing the age from 65 to 67?
Well, the buzzword since probably after the end of the Second War has been about the baby boomers. And everybody knows that the costs are going to go up with regards to more people coming into retirement. And the fact is we've had 40-odd years to prepare for it. And the fact is that all the experts have looked at it and said that everything is stable and that there's no concern with CPP or the OAS. They know there are increased costs for about 15 years. They know after that 15 years the costs will actually be less than they are today. So it's a matter of prioritizing and paying. We can't abandon our seniors and our families in the interest of saving a few dollars short term, while at the same time giving away corporate tax breaks to greedy companies that move like Caterpillar away from the country and take our intellectual property with it. So that's our main gist right there.
And in the Peterborough area, are you coordinating with any community organizations or activist groups?
Yes, right now I believe there were representation there. I don't know all the names of the organizations. I know the Council of Canadians is one, obviously the Labour Council, obviously the OFL, Ontario Federation of Labour. And like I say, this is definitely a concern of working people, but not just working people. It's seniors, it's young people, it's all walks of life. Basically, 95% of Canadians will draw the OAS.
So was this action inspired at all by the Occupy movement and Occupy Peterborough?
I wouldn't say so, but I think their interests are aligned with ours. I think it was organized by the OFL.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now.